The International Space Station was conceived as a high-tech showcase of global cooperation. But lately, arguments between Russia's space agency and NASA have been mirroring Moscow's troubled relations with the West. NPR's Moscow correspondent Gregory Pfeiffer reports.
A fire alarm sounds on the International Space Station. This is part of a drill, not in space, but on an exact copy of the Russian segment of the space station. It's located inside a massive hangar-like building outside Moscow, in a town called Star City. A secret settlement during the Cold War, it's where cosmonauts trained to fly into space. Amid panels of electronics, wires, and pipes inside the very cramped space station module, engineer Sergei Moshenko says the simulation done here is crucial to ensure the space station functions properly. Since the 1990s, when Cold War differences appeared to be history, astronauts from the United States and other countries have also trained at this aging Soviet complex, set amid a sprawling pine and birch forest. In another building, a U.S. astronaut and a cosmonaut in spacesuits sit crammed inside a Soviet-era Soyuz space capsule. They press buttons during flight training. After the U.S. space shuttle program is retired next year, the space station will rely on the 40-year-old Soyuz program alone for transportation until the next generation of U.S. spacecraft is built. But there are signs of tension among space agencies. Earlier this month, the International Space Station's current commander, Gennady Padalka, told a newspaper just before blasting off that squabbles over equipment and supplies are harming work on the space station. He said Russia started charging other astronauts for using Russian facilities in 2003. Now the Russians eat their own food and the other astronauts eat theirs, and, he says, use separate toilets. The Russian space program's Marina Driga blames NASA.
It was NASA that started prohibiting Russian cosmonauts from going onto American sections and banned others from eating their food. Before, they all used to eat together like one happy family.
But U.S. astronaut Michael Fink denies there are any problems in space.
Once we're on board, there's no politics.
Fink spoke at Star City earlier this month after having returned from a six-month stint as the space station's commander.
The Americans definitely never said that the Russians could never use our toilet. That's unfounded. And the Americans, of course, could use Russian toilet always. So that's not a problem.
But Fink did admit Russians have been barred from using American exercise equipment and that differences on Earth need sorting out. There has been public friction between NASA and the cash-strapped Russian space program in the past over the Russians' practice of taking private travelers paying tens of millions of dollars to the space station. Space program expert Vladimir Gubaryov, the Soviet spokesman for the joint U.S.-Soviet Apollo-Soyuz mission of the 1970s, agrees there are problems.
The American and Russian space programs do things differently. They have different cultures. And it's a mistake to believe you can create one joint station in space successfully.
Gubaryov says problems are exacerbated by the International Space Station's fundamental problems. He says it's too large and is not producing enough scientific knowledge or technological advances to justify the tens of billions being spent on it.
New components are being built, but no one can say exactly for what purpose. The International Space Station symbolizes the fact that manned space exploration is currently at a dead end.
Gubaryov reserves special criticism for the Russian space program. Instead of developing new technology, he says, the Russians are mainly interested in squeezing out as much money as possible from seriously outdated technology. He says that will leave the Russian space program at a great disadvantage in the future. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.